one, and I think that's kind of the way it works. You do one thing in this industry, and you realize that there's no way that a one thing can cover all things, so you start making a bunch of extra little things.
Yeah.
We started Champions Outdoors in 2016, and it originally was just a health, wellness, and safety group where we sold health and wellness products and promoted safety in the outdoors for families. I'm a longtime homeschooler, so it was just an initiative that we kind of made as a family to get healthier and kind of use our outdoorsness to help other families. We kind of noticed a lot of the homeschool group meetups and stuff like that, they were very tablet and phone driven and not much activity driven, and me and my kids were like, we can do something about this. And we started our own journey, and it led to a huge weight loss journey for me, and it turned into our kids getting involved, which is when we started our Kids Fish Too, which I think is about the time you started following us. And then at that time, we really realized there was a place for women in the industry, and we started Real Girls. And both Real Girls and Kids Fish Too just completed their 5 years. So they both had good, strong programs. Our Kids Fish Too features Texas Parks and Wildlife Angler Education Program, and we do meetups all over Texas. We do surf clinics, we do pier clinics, we do bay clinics, we do freshwater clinics, and then we also highlight some of the places that you can go and visit for free or very small cost for outdoor education. So that's kind of like our give back. And, we eventually were able to open up a little kayak rental, and so Champions Outdoors extended with the Yak Shack, and we do on-the-water boat demos, and we do a lot of the kayak rentals for the larger kayaks that aren't easily to transport, that are a little more user friendly, and so we've kind of transitioned from being health, wellness, and safety to physically getting out on the water with these people and getting healthy and well out on the water. So it's transitioned into a beautiful thing for us. And in the mix of all that, I jumped into tournament fishing. So that's my personal side of it. The rest of it's service, but the tournaments are for me.
Well, one of the things that I really like about your organization is you have a home-based business, and a lot of the ladies that are interested in getting into kayaking can contact you, and I think you can actually take them out and show them, how to use a kayak, how to fish from a kayak, and all of the equipment that they would need.
That's right, and we do that at no cost, and we decided a long time ago to invest ourselves and our time with Texas Parks and Wildlife and getting those certifications. And so when we host those meet and greet opportunities, whether they're one-on-one or people can bring their whole group. The Gulf Coast Lady Anglers have last summer brought down about 16 ladies, and so we do that at no cost, and that makes it even better. So when you feel comfortable and confident to go do something, then you're going to go and you're going to buy those, you're going to make those good purchases for rod and reel, you're going to make those great kayak purchases. So at the end of the day, it's going to come back and be a double blessing to the industry, because people aren't going to get frustrated because they waste their money buying the wrong thing, and then they see it as a wasteful thing instead of an investment.
So who are some of the sponsors? I mean, what type of kayaks do you promote?
Well, we promote all kayaks. We don't have a specific company or anything that we all have our personal favorites. My husband is a big Hobie fan. He actually used to fish for Hobie for about 9 years on their pro team. And we kind of progressed to the point when we had our own company. There were so many kayaks that, met so many different needs. We just kind of went to an all-brand mentality. My personal favorite is the Blue Sky Angler 360. It's an American-made kayak made here in the States, in Tennessee. Good friends with many of the people in both the ownership and the original founder of that company, Eric Jackson, is both a teammate of mine and a business friend, as well as a friend outside the industry. So, we love those guys and their kayaks, but there's not too many kayaks that are out there that won't do something for you. We more think of what height is a person, what weight is a person, what type of water are they going to be fishing in, are they going to be fishing, is it recreational, do they need speed, do they need shallow water, deep water. So we ask all those questions, and there's no way that one kayak company would meet that, right? So we just kind of are very broad-based, and then we share our knowledge based on the brands we know, the budget they're on, so that they make that right choice.
Well, like I said earlier, what I like is that the ladies can reach out to you if they do decide to buy a kayak, and you can teach them how to use it, how to fish from it, and, get the proper gear for it. I think that's very important. I've done a few kayaks.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, but that important factor is that safety factor that we can provide to them, because when they run into Walmart or the Academy or Dick's Sporting Goods or wherever they go to grab their kayak, they're not going to get all of that information they need, and it can turn into a dangerous situation. It can turn into an unsafe situation. So helping those ladies when they get into their purchase to feel well-equipped, and again, without wasting money, you know, making sure we're not the get-rich-quick type of kayak helpers. We're the save the most money, don't buy things you don't need, and keep it as light and tight as possible when you're traveling out. And that's our coin phrase that we use, keep it light and keep it tight. Everything's tight in, stored, packed away, and keep it light because you don't want to have to travel too much.
Now, what I was going to say was I've had a few guests come from out of town to fish with me, and we did a couple of kayak trips. And as I got away from the guide and the group, I tried to do my own thing with the pictures and video. But a couple of the guests ended up in the water because they were not familiar with the kayaks. And you don't lean over. You don't, you know, you have to be very careful. You have to stay balanced while you're in the kayak. And you have all your gear that once it tips, it's all going in the water.
It's a big balancing act. Those tethers come in handy. We tell people, it's kind of like the roller coaster theme park slogan, keep your head and hands inside the ride at all times. If you keep your head inside and your shoulders inside the lines of your deck, you're not going to flip out. But it can be so easy to lean or to pull the fish to you and you go to the fish, and any of those things can immediately, like you said, everything's in the water. I think I lost, I don't know, probably 6 cell phones in my time tournament fishing and things like that, and at least 3 of them were from an overturned kayak.
Yes, I've seen quite a few of those go into the water myself. But no, tell us a little bit about what's going on with the kids organization that you have as well.
Yeah, so Kids Fish 2 started in 2017, in the summer of 2017, and my 16-year-old son, he was 11 at the time, he really wanted to get involved with our company part of the Champions Outdoors and do his own little segment there. So we just started doing local meetups, and that grew really quickly. We got involved with Finn Ice Angler Foundation. Oscar has had that organization for about 10 years, and he helped us kind of getting our certification and getting us in the way of being able to provide more for the kids. And then we do monthly meetups each quarter. We have X amount of meetups. It's typically 5 a month, sometimes more or less, depending on weather and things like that. And the kids come out for free. There's no cost to them. We have a recurring registration, so it's not a, oh, sorry, you didn't make it, you know, to the cutoff. They could show up the day of, and we accept everyone. And we provide all the fishing gear. We provide all the education from knot tying to safety, to being aware of, well, you know, what's surrounding you both on the land and in the water. We teach education on boater safety. And what these kids are getting is a very well-rounded outdoor education. And we're going to turn them into great outdoorsmen before they even have to buy their fishing license. So it's a great smart investment. And then this year, we brought the National Archery Schools Program. We got our certification this past year, and we're hoping, you know, that, you know, those kids that are in our fishing program want to be bow fishermen, and we'll teach them the archery, and then we'll have our kid as our bow fishing before you know it.
So what is one of the best memories of 2021 that you recall that really helped your business turn around?
I think that for us for the year, I think we slowed down and just focused on our free programs and kind of got away from the shop for a little bit. The kayak industry is it's really difficult to get your hands on plastic products in this. And well, I think all products, but hard to get your hands on one. So there's long back orders and weights. So we just kind of had our hands tied that we had to sit back on it. And we really invested a lot this summer with our kids' programs. And I think that's always our best investment. I don't think that there's ever a memory I have in this industry that doesn't make me more excited about what we do than when we have our events and our programs for our families. Because that's what our business is before. If we don't have outdoor families, and we have a business that definitely won't succeed.
Yeah, that's a fact. So what are some of the advice you'd give some of the ladies out there that are trying to start a fishing group or a network?
The biggest thing I recommend is find those people in your area that have a need. Find out what that need is, and then get together and go fishing to talk about the need. And what it does is it creates community quick. If you're just out there selling a product, you're going to have a hard time. You won't see paid marketing and things like that with people representing us. We do a lot of get out, get involved, get to know community. So I say the first thing, go to one of your most popular community pages and say, hey, you know, I'm looking to start a ladies fishing group in our area where we could get together, you know, and reach out to some of these bigger ones like us with Real Girls or with the Women Fishing Village or Sisterhood Fishing. We're all pretty well-known groups in our areas and nationally. We can sometimes make a local group get big really quick. So use those resources of the sisters who've already been successful too. I don't know a lady in this industry who's not open to be helping the next sister come along. So use that community network. I think that's the biggest thing. And then we all grow. You know, when the small girls start, or not small girls, the small groups of girls start up, they create community for the larger groups of women, and it just continues to grow the communities. It's just all good stuff.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's endless to how you can promote once you get groups started, and they connect with one another, and it just keeps growing. I know for me, it's been huge. Yeah, it's been.
I don't know if you felt it, what you did at ICAST.
Yeah.
What I just said is exactly what you did, and you did that, and you created community, and women from all over came together under that umbrella at ICAST, and it was beautiful. It was amazing. Same as the Women Making Waves. They created that community, and it's beautiful. And then we all came together, all of our small communities. It was awesome.
Yeah, we had a great time, and we had a great turnout for the women that joined the group, and I'm hoping if they have it again this year that the women that were there will bring more women to the platform. We all need to grow together, and like I said, it helps the community. To me, when you grow the community, you grow a network, and it just grows.
Absolutely.
There's no end to it. And what I really like I said before, about getting the groups together, you can give out the information, you can give out contacts, you can put them in, you can open small doors that turn into big things for these people. And it's amazing what you can do just by promoting a small group, and it just keeps growing. And another one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, I know that your husband just got his charter guide license. So how are y'all planning on utilizing that?
Well, he's still, you know, we've got about 30 or 45 days left with a couple of those little loose end requirements before we launch that. But we're going to be launching that this spring. So people will be on the lookout for that this spring.
I think that'd be pretty amazing. But, you know, I think it would also be great if we got a group from Louisiana to come down and do a kayak trip with you. I mean, it wouldn't have to be a large group.
It would be awesome. Yeah, we were discussing, you know, inviting you and your husband down, actually, and maybe a couple of the other, maybe someone from the middle part of the USA, and maybe someone from the maybe the Northeast Coast, maybe somebody from the West Coast, and kind of have like a little, you know, half bay trip on the boats in the morning while I take everybody on the kayaks, and then we flip them in the afternoon, and we could create some amazing marketing. A, B, it'd be awesome for community, and C, we would get to show off our new boat, because it's nuts.
Oh, well, what kind is it? What did you get?
We ended up going with a Gulf Coast 22-foot Variside. It'd get up in about 8 inches of water, so I like it.
Oh, that is very, that's very nice.
Oh yeah, 7-passenger. Oh, it's beautiful. It's lovely. We, you know, you're getting a premiere on this because nobody even knows about this part.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't wait. I can't wait to do the trip. So tell us a little bit about some of the tackle, the gear that you use. I know you have a few sponsors that you promote heavily.
I do. So our biggest one this year we picked up. So we have a collective group of sponsors. So I want to say that because my hand's involved in so many places, we have some people who sponsor our kids fishing programs, some people that sponsor our anglers and archers, some people that sponsor our Real Girls. We have some people that sponsor our Lone Star Kayak Series. And then we have people who, you know, a personal individual sponsor. So I have the gamut of them. So when you ask that question, I would be hard pressed to say I have a lot of sponsors, but personally, me individually, I'm sponsored by Mr. Keith Hussel with Cajun Reels and Red Alert Lures. And we were really excited to get picked up with him this year. Takes great care of us. That is probably our title sponsor for the year for our personal fishing. And then David King with Stank Stick. I don't know if you know about that scent attractant, but he has a scent, an all-natural scent. Girl, let me tell you something. I'll be out there where it's lockjaw. They're not biting. I know they're there. I'm like, crap, I haven't applied in like 20, 30 casts. I'll reapply and put it right back out there, and I mean, it ain't even finished the drop, and I'm out of fish. So I'm a huge believer in that stuff. And then Yak Gear, I've been sponsored by Yak Gear for 6 years now. We've had a great relationship with them, and these are all products too that, you know, we also carry in our shop. And we have a couple of other new sponsors for the year that we are not premiering yet, and maybe we can do a follow-up in February, and when I get ready to announce those on February 15th, I can give you an exclusive on those.
That sounds great. We'll plan on that. And also, too, back to the kids, if someone wanted to sponsor or donate tackle or send in a monetary gift, how would they go about doing that?
All that stuff is championsoutdoors.com. They just go to the website, and everything they need is right there to sign up, to volunteer, to donate. It's all right there on the website. So very easy to find, championsoutdoors.com. And with our kids programs and our tournament series this year, I know you know Bill Batson with Batson Enterprises and Team Rain Shadow, and I know I want to make sure I say he has just taken us in for 2022 and has provided us with an amazing sponsorship package for our followers and for our competitors in the tournament series and our kids at our events. And I want to make sure I let you know about that. So if we can make sure we get some Batson love and some Team Rain Shadow love when we post this with some media, and I can get you the logos. But, man, Bill Batson's heart is golden. We got one box, and that was awesome. And then a few weeks later, we got this massive box, and I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? It's beautiful. We unboxed it the other night with the kids. I don't know if you saw it, but...
Yes, I did see the video. As a matter of fact, whenever I'd set the group up to go to ICAST, Laurie Heath was one of them. She had never been, even though she's a huge sponsor, pro staffer for Team Rain Shadow. She actually ended up coming to ICAST, and that's how a lot of the ladies ended up getting contracts with the Batson Enterprises.
That's pretty cool. I wish I'd gotten in on that boat to go apply for personal sponsorship this year. I didn't get in on that, and I am definitely going to apply with them for 2023. But we're excited just to have them. We've been using their rods for years. All of our private builders down here build on bats and blanks, and he's always been so supportive of anything that we do down here. But as the amount of blessing he gave us for this year, it's off the charts.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing company. I know that they have some really spectacular gear, and I follow a lot of what they do on their YouTube channel as well.
And every Friday, so you can go to they have red Battle Red Friday. So if you see people wearing red on Friday for Team Rain Shadow, do you know about that and what that's about? It's raising awareness for our veterans and for our people that we've lost, and it's just being a constant reminder of that. So that's why they wear red on Fridays. And he goes live every Friday at noon and gives detailed talks on how to build and what each product that he carries, what it does, how it works. This serious time commitment to community, and I just love that about him, man. And if you didn't know about that, set your timer on Fridays at noon. Check it out today, Friday at noon.
That's cool. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's super awesome. And the whole time he's giving stuff away to the people that are watching it. He's giving stuff away the whole time.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
So what are you going to be able to make it to ICAST this year if they have it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll be there. We will be there. Even though we got the vid last year, we'll be back down there for sure. We're excited for ICAST. You know, we've met so many people that we've known and spoke to for years, whether via email or, you know, text messages or comments on social. And then when we got to the show, we had to physically meet those people. And it was so crazy because you felt like you knew them forever, but it was the very first time you ever met them.
Yeah, I know when I did my first ICAST, I was so very nervous. And when I walked into that huge facility, I didn't know where to start, where to go. And before I knew it, people were hollering out, Wanda Stewart, Wanda Stewart. And I was like, okay. It was like, you know, it was pretty amazing. And so I think this next year will probably be my sixth year to go. And they have people that's been going there, like Phil Broussard. He's been going there for 40 years, I guess. They've been a long time, and they go every year. And when you get to meet some amazing people in the industry, and it's
I met Bill Dance, and he wrote my grandmother a happy 90th birthday card. I'm like, come on.
That's very cool.
It was a great experience. You know, you got to meet my daughter, and she and I got to compete in the iCash Cup, and that was so fun. And we'll definitely be back, and I'll be a little more of an experienced voter next year. So. I'll be deck handing this year. So.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to speak on, because when I got all the ladies to sign up for the tournament, you know, it was very cool because two of the ladies that are one of them I brought there, they actually ended up winning the tournament, which was huge. Because a few years before that, I stood on that stage and invited more women to participate in this tournament. And to have some of the ladies come there that came with me to win was very huge for me. But you and your daughter, you actually rented a boat and took your daughter on the tournament and by yourself. You know, and I thought that was very cool. You know, I watched you as you got on the boat with her. Y'all went out and you did the tournament and you came back. You had a couple of fish, but it was really, you know, what you did. It was like fearless, because you didn't know the waters, you didn't know the area, but you wanted your daughter to experience this tournament. So I thought what you did was very cool to me.
Thank you. It had a huge impact on us. You know, I was kind of overcoming some of my own fears in that moment. And, you know, I wasn't sure. What I didn't tell you at that event was a few years ago was the last time I was on a boat in a tournament. And it was there in the BFL on Lake Toledo Bend, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, up in Louisiana. And my boaters scared me. Like, not like, oh, I got scared on the boat today. Like, I was so scared, I really didn't think I was going to see my children again. Like, I thought there was no way we were going to make it back. It was a terrible storm, and we should have come back way sooner. And then my boat was running, like, 70 miles an hour in a horrible storm, like, 4 footers and, you know, storming rain, just awful weather, and, like, 30 miles across the lake. So it was a very terrifying thing for me. Like, his boat was breaking apart. Like, every time it would hit ground, something else would bust off of it, and he was just kind of like, it don't matter, my sponsors will replace that. And I'm like literally crying, and it was awful. And so I really didn't think I'd ever even be able to get back on a boat again, honestly. And so that ICAST to me was going to be an opportunity. I said it was a friendly competition, so it wasn't going to be anyone driving crazy, but then we couldn't find anyone to drive a boat for us, and then we couldn't find a boat, so it turned into all that. And this is still my husband. I was like, you know what, we're going to rent a boat, and we're going to rent a bass boat, and I'm gonna drive it, and I'm going to do it, and I can control the speed, and it'll be okay.
Well,
I overcame that, and what that turned into was this year, I started my tournament season with FLW again, which, because I know you know that, the Major League Fishing had put that on for ICAST, same for this event, the BFL in Texas. And I got to cash my first check. So it was pretty cool, because if I hadn't done the event with my daughter, I hadn't pushed myself past those fears, I would not have been on the boat this year.
Well, I'm so happy that you made it to ICAST and you were able to get that experience with your daughter, and it helped push you to go into this tournament you just placed in. I think it was very cool, and that's how the network works. I mean, it opens doors.
You put us together with Kate at that event, and Kate and I have been friends and teammates in the industry for years, but we've never had any time together. And your event, or your coordination of the girls, created space for me and Kate. And I don't know if you saw, I just went to South Carolina and did an event with Kate, and I'll be back up with her next week. But that created a lifetime friendship right there. I mean, for life. And she and I have been trying to get together forever. But that event created that, and fishing in that tournament with her and seeing her push past herself too. She was, you know, at the point of being wheelchair bound, you know, and it amazes me what we can do when these fish are involved to push past some fears.
Well, you won't believe this, but when I first met Kate, I had fished the first tournament with her husband. And
that's kind of a cool
one. Yeah, it was very cool. She was teaching that day. She couldn't get away to do the tournament, but I had seen her later, and she's the one. She put up a copy of the live feed when I did the I got on stage at ICAST and was talking about inviting more women to fish the tournament. She's the one who had put up the live feed, and I had no idea that it was even going on at that time, that it was being, you know, telecast in the vicinity. It was pretty amazing. And at that time, she was all over the place. She, you know, she got co-angler of the year, and then all of a sudden, a few months later, I find out she comes down with the illness that she has now. And so it was pretty devastating. I mean, to me, she's just a true inspiration. I can't say enough about her. And she's very inspirational. And I think that anybody that, you know, wants to see, to learn bass fishing, that's one of the things that she specializes in. She can definitely teach you how to fish.
Oh, yeah. And you'll see more of her doing some teaching this year too. When she and I get together next week, we're gonna have some stuff going on. We may do a FaceTime call with you and let you know what we have going on, because we have some pretty cool stuff coming up, because she is a teacher and her illness has kind of removed her from that classroom environment, but that doesn't mean she can't still teach in a way. So we got some cool stuff coming up this year.
Well, like I said, I've invited both of you to post on sisterhoodfishing.com. You have your own username.
Much.
Y'all can put up any fishing reports, any pictures, and you can share them, you know, it's indefinite on any of the social media platforms. So, and like I told Kate, if there's anything that we can do or the organization can do to help her out, you know, with her events, and you as well, we're more than happy to oblige.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. My side cut out for a second. I was trying to refill my coffee cup, and I've got a cup that I've chosen a little too large for the Keurig that I'm using, so I'm having to try to do a balancing act. I was afraid I needed to.
No. Like I said, we were talking about Kate, and like I said, I'll put up a link to her Facebook as well, and we'll probably put up a video of the tournament that y'all just did, the event for her.
And watch for tonight at, I think, 8 p.m. is when it premieres. There is a full recap from all the behind the scenes and sponsor thank yous from that event coming up, and people can still give to Kate, as Kate Can Fish is her give line. And if you look on her wall or look for anything from the tournament, you'll see the links for ways that people can still give. So if someone's, you know, got it on their heart to help her, she has it's every day her medical expenses are, it's not like she's got some and we're going to pay them off and they're going to be done. You know, she's going to have these forever. They're going to continue to mount, and you know, she's not able to work. She's really kind of gotten her life taken away as quick as it was starting. And I told her when we were preparing her last event, I said, you know, there's not a lot we can do to change your diagnosis, but we can do a whole hell of a lot to change your time here. And so, you know, our company is strongly committed to do whatever we can for Kate this year and all the years coming that we hope we have with her.
Well, I know she appreciates that. And I really enjoyed having you on the podcast, Jen. And after, like I said, at the end of this, we'll put up your pictures and we'll put up links. So if anyone wants to get in touch with Jen to do a kayak trip, visit her. She can teach you how to use that kayak. She can also, she sells the kayak, so she can help you out with that. Anything to do with kayak.
Anything with a kayak. Just like when you go to the mechanic, you don't want to get screwed. Call me before you go to the kayak shop. I'll make sure you don't get screwed.
Yes, most definitely.
And people that are listening to this, if you're a woman and you don't know how to do the marketing and you don't have that kind of a background, reach out to Wanda, because she's not saying it, but that's what she does. And she and I, when we first met, I told her I wish I'd met her years before, which saved me a lot of heartache. So if you don't exactly know what to do, if you feel like maybe you're getting kind of messed around or maybe you're getting used a little bit, call Wanda and she will help you. She will just help you. She will help you get your website going if you want one. She will help you get your name out there. She'll teach you how to get into the marketing game so that you don't waste your time, energy, and your own money.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, that's why I started the network, because a lot of women can't afford these expensive websites, and we can set them up with a page. Very inexpensive.
Well, you take the confusion out. It's the confusion factor for me.
Yeah. Well, we
take that out.
We try, and like I said, we try to make it feasible for everyone. And I just signed up two ladies probably yesterday that wanted to join the network, and I'm helping them get started. One of them's in Ohio, so it's pretty amazing. And but they own a place in Florida, so they're going to be putting together an event for February. So listen up for that, and we'll put up the links, and thank you so much again for being on the podcast. And ladies, if you have something you want to promote or put your business out there, give us a call, and we'll have you on the podcast as well.
All right, awesome. And just, I don't know where you can stick this in the podcast, if it can be at the end or whatever, but I don't want to leave without making sure people know that tournament, online tournament series for bass and redfish that we kicked off at the beginning of the year, it's all year long. There's one every quarter. So people can still sign up for the online monthly now for Kate. It goes on through the end of the month. And then there'll be another one in April, one in July, and then one in October. So people have plenty of opportunities online, anywhere nationally, to get involved and support. And you can find that on tourneyx.com at the under the charity link. And people can go there and still support and get out and fish.
And this is a virtual tournament, right?
It is a virtual tournament. Redfish or bass, longest five fish for the month, and it's a good one, it's a fun one, and it's going to be concurrent all year long, and the top 10 are going to get hosted down here in Sabine in the fall to fish alongside the live weigh-ins for the 10-year anniversary of the Lone Star Kayak Series, and those guys will come in and fish in a top 10 challenge, and it'll be a very catered event, lots of great sponsors in with that one, but and you can follow the Lone Star Kayak Series page. We do Lone Star Live on Tuesday nights, and you can keep up with that one too.
Well, for a lot of people that aren't familiar with virtual tournaments, how do you regulate the leaderboard?
So it's tourneyx.com is the largest standing software. It's used by Bass for the Bass Kayak Tournament Series. And what they do is they simply photograph their fish. It has to be done in real time. Their location has to be turned on so that, you know, it shows that the tournament director can see that they're fishing in a legal waterway and, you know, that they're within the right limits. And then they take the photograph. They upload it, and then the software itself calls the fish out. They take their top five fish at the end of it. It's a really easy, user-friendly system. It's very cheat-free because you have to use a catch carbonite board, so they limit the board that you can use. So everybody has to use the exact same measuring device that, you know, has been hopefully proven to be not be manipulated. But in these tournament series, these online stuff, you're not usually going to see that kind of stuff. But it is regulated in that way.
Yeah, because for a lot of people that aren't sure how these tournaments work, it's an app that you put on your phone that you have to open up to take the picture, and it gives the GPS coordinate whenever you take that picture to make sure that it's taken in the local vicinity of where you're supposed to be fishing.
Right. So if it's a tournament on a certain lake or in a certain state, make sure you're not on a private pond. And that the private pond thing is the bigger one, making sure people aren't, you know, submitting fish from their private ponds. And someone could say, well, you can't, you know, how do you know somebody didn't catch it in a private pond? It's down to the lake. And I'm like, man, if they're going through all that, they still got to pass the polygraph. So,
yeah. Well, you know, like I said, it's interesting because right now with COVID and everything that's going on, we have to do a lot of things virtually. It's, you know, has to be on the internet, has to be on a Zoom. So if you want to get out there.
It's been going on for a long time. The IFA actually started doing it this way. I don't know if you're familiar. You should be familiar with the IFA because I think a lot of that stuff is done in the Louisiana area. I hated to see them go away, but very similar. You know, taking the photo. I think they did tokens or whatever. And the same with these. You have to have an identifier card in the photo that, you know, shows the tournament that you're submitting your fish for. It's usually a very unique identifier code so people can't, you know, take photos previously with a fish. It has to be a fish caught on that day.
Well, we're going to probably be utilizing it more this year because a lot of the women that contact me, they want to know how they can do a tournament, but they can't actually do meet up physically. So I basically recommend the virtual.
Send them right on over. We've got four opportunities, four redfish tournaments and four bass tournaments this year going on right now for online entries. They can fish anywhere in the United States.
Okay, well, it sounds good, and we'll put that up as well. Thank you again, Jen, and I'll be talking to you soon, and you have a great day. Keep posting those fishing pics. You're so welcome.
All right. Thanks for sharing us, girl. We appreciate you.
Okay, appreciate you. Thank you.